Welcome to the lesson on attacking the RSA crypto system. As we go through the web lesson, I will say numbers on the left side of the notes. Make sure that the number I say corresponds to the location you are looking at in the notes. Please take thorough, complete, and good notes as you study the web lesson. Pause the audio when you want to perform a computation or some other task, or when you want to look at an earlier section of the notes. Use the timestamps on the left to match the audio with the section of notes you are studying. 1. Suppose Alice's public key is 1363761, and Bob's public key is 989523. Bob sends ciphertext 644 to Alice. What is the plain text? This is a standard problem in RSA cryptography. What we're going to go through is how to determine the ciphertext, just knowing the two public keys. 2. Let P be the plain text. Bob used Alice's public key to compute the ciphertext. Bob wouldn't use his own public key because the only key that works for Alice is her private key. She can only decrypt things using her private key. She doesn't know Bob's public key or private key. So what does Bob do? He took P to the 671st power mod 1363, and he obtained 644 mod 1363. So that uses Alice's public key. Alice's job is to decrypt that, and that's also our job. 3. Now to determine P, we need Alice's private key, which I will call 1363M. Alice already knows her private key, but we need to figure out what it is so we can figure out the plain text. Once we know Alice's private key, then 644 to the M mod 1363 is equal to P mod 1363. This is how Alice would compute P, and this is how we need to compute P. 4. To determine M, the first thing we have to do is to factor 1363. Now, you've learned several methods of factoring. There's trial division, there's Fermat's factorization method, there's also Pollard's factorization method. Now, trial division and Fermat's factorization method both require 9 steps, so let's just use Fermat since it's relatively straightforward. So we compute the square root of 1363 plus 9 squared because the other, when we used 1 through 8, we didn't get an integer. But when we compute the square root of 1363 plus 9 squared, we end up with 38, which is an integer. What does that tell us? That tells us that 1363 is equal to 38 minus 9 times 38 plus 9, which is 29 times 47. Now, both 29 and 47 are prime numbers. So we factored 1363. Now let's use that factorization. 5. Now we will compute phi of 1363. Since 1363 is simply the product of two distinct primes, phi of 1363 is 29 minus 1 times 47 minus 1, or 1288. Now we need that phi in order to figure out Alice's public key. 6. Since Alice's public key is 1363671, then M is 671 inverse in Z 1288. The 1288 came from 5. All right, so all we have to do is figure out M. Well, we learned a process for doing that. We use the extended Euclidean algorithm to find M. 7. How do we use the extended Euclidean algorithm? The first thing we have to do is to use the Euclidean algorithm to find the GCD of 1288 and 671. Now, this has to be 1. If that GCD is not 1, then 671 inverse does not exist in Z1288. The only elements in Z1288 that have inverses are those elements that are relatively prime to 1288, meaning the GCD of 1288 and the element is equal to 1. So we're going to use the Euclidean algorithm. Scroll to the next page and look at 8. In 8, I have on the left the results of the Euclidean algorithm. And you can see from the last equation, 8 equals 1 times 7 plus 1, that the GCD is 1 of 1288 and 671. So what are we going to do? We're going to take each one of those equations and transform it so that we can use it in the extended Euclidean algorithm. Now what you should do now is you should work through this computation yourself. So pause the video, work through the computation, make sure you understand it and that you can do it. Now that you've worked through the computation, go to 9. Right, now we're going to find 671 inverse in Z1288 by using the equations that are on the right side of 8. So you've done this process before. We take the first equation, 1 times 8 minus 1 times 7 equals 1. And then instead of writing 7, we write 1 times 23 minus 2 times 8, and we simplify that. And that gives us the second equation, minus 1 times 23 plus 3 times 8 equals 1. And we continue until we get to the last equation. All right. So, again, pause the audio and make sure that you can do this process. It's really important that you can do this. All right? Because if you can't do this, then you can't find the private key. If you can't find the private key, then you can't find the plain text. So you need to find, be able to use this process to find the inverse. So pause the audio and work it out. Now that you've worked out the computation, go to step 10. So and the last equation in step 9 was minus 87 times 1288 plus 167 times 671 equals 1. All right, what does this tell us? This tells us that the inverse of 671 is 167 in Z1288. Now remember, if there was a minus sign in front of the 167, we'd have to add 1288 to that to get the inverse. Now we know Alice's private key. It's 1363, the number that's the product of two primes, and 167, the inverse of 671 in Z1288. 11. Let's find the plain text. The ciphertext is 644, and Alice's private key is 1363167. How do we compute the plain text? We compute 64 to the 167th power mod 1363. That's what we have to do. Scroll to the next page and go to 12. The first thing you have to do is you have to convert the power to base 2. Now what I've written here is one process to do that. It's a straightforward process. You've done it before. It's just repeated division by 2. And the result of that process, which you should work out yourself by pausing the audio, is 10100111 base 2. We're going to use the base 2 representation of 167 base 10 in order to compute the power that we need to compute. Go to 13. First thing we do is we replace each one in the base 2 representation with 644, and we replace each 0 with a 1. So that gives us, in red, the 644, 1, 644, 1, 1, 644, 644, 644. Now we're going to do the process that you're familiar with, which is the squaring multiplication process. And all the computations are done modulo 1363. So we start off with the 644 in red at the top, and we square that, and we get 384 modulo 1363. And then we multiply that by 1, which is just 384 modulo 1363. And then we square that modulo 1363 to get 252, and multiply that 252 by the 644 to get 91, etc. Now, make sure that you work through this process yourself. Make sure that you can get all these computations correct. And once you do that, you will see that 644 to the 167th power mod 1363 is equal to 5 mod 1363. So pause the audio and work through the computations. Now go to 14. From 14 we can see, in 14 we want to look at 13. The last result of 13 was 5. So that is the plain text. 5 is the plain text. And we are finished. So what have we have done? We started with a ciphertext and a public key. In this case, it was Alice's public key. We didn't need Bob's public key. That was irrelevant. When would we use Bob's public key? We'd use it when Alice sent a message to Bob. We knew those, but we knew Alice's public key. We knew the ciphertext. So what did we have to do? To find the plain text, we had to factor the 1363, which is the hard part of RSA. Now, for us to factor 1363 is easy because 1363 is a small number. All right. But if we were trying to attack a real implementation of the RSA, the number we would have to factor would be extremely large, and we could forget about factoring it during our lifetimes, unless we got lucky. But we're not going to get lucky because we're not going to try it. We're only going to try it for small numbers. But now you know how to attack the RSA crypto system. It's a straightforward process. It's not difficult except for the factoring. We are now finished with this web lesson.